and you are about to get ready to go do the wonderful job that you do, and so we're here to do the wonderful job that we do to help you with that. Let's talk sports, shall we? Before we get into real sports, did you hear about Rosie Grier?
Rosie Grier?
Yeah, I mean, there's a name from sports that you haven't heard in a long, long time.
All right, why is Rosie Grier in the news this morning?
Well, apparently he got a little naughty with his neighbor, Rosie Grier.
I didn't even know Rosie Grier was still alive.
I know, a lot of people didn't. I didn't either until I was like, Rosie Grier? Jana Young, who also worked as Rosie's manager, says she was letting Rosie stay with her while his house was being renovated until he approached her wearing nothing and said, how do you like that? So she's like,
okay.
She says she immediately kicked him out of the house. Later, she went to his house to collect money that he owed her. Sure. And he shoved his hands in an inappropriate place and said something quite inappropriate that I am not going to repeat on the air.
Rosie Grier saying, gee, during my playing days, this worked all the time.
Yeah. You want to see my knitting? Rosie, by the way, is 81 years old. Grier's was a member of the L.A. Rams fearsome foursome from 63 to 66.
He can claim head injury, doesn't remember any of it.
I didn't know this. It says here he was the one or one of them that subdued Sirhan Sirhan after he assassinated Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, broke his hand and took the gun out of his hand, yeah.
Wow. Mm. He was acting as a bodyguard for Kennedy's wife, Ethel. I did not know that. Oh, there's something I learned today. All right, so Rosie Grier, who, as I remember him, being a very religious man.
Well, I think Chris is right. I think there may be, he may be able to claim some, you know, head injuries, traumatic brain malfunctions that are causing this behavior now.
All right, we'll go with
Still
that.
Still looking for some at age 81.
We'll go with that.
Walking around naked. Great.
I mean, just the fact that an 81-year-old former football player is walking around naked, that's enough to have turned your stomach this morning going, no, I'll pass on the breakfast. I'm good.
I hope my team still wants to take the field at age 81.
Batter up. All right, so what do you got for real sports?
Just a great, you know, there are a lot of people in baseball that don't like low-scoring pitchers' battles. We had a great one yesterday. Both pitchers in the Brewers-Braves game took no-hitters into the seventh inning. It was nothing-nothing, and I was seeing tweets saying that, you know, baseball is boring.
It is.
Low-scoring games are boring.
They are.
We want to see home runs.
I want to see some activity. A pitcher's battle, wow. If you're into baseball and you're a techie like that, then, yeah, you can be fascinated with it. But those of us who are normal, we're looking at it and go,
then don't watch. That leaves more for the rest of us.
Right, because the more people that don't watch, that means that's better television programming for you. That's not how it works.
Well,
it's not like a pipeline.
If you're gonna complain about a competitive, low-scoring game, I don't want to hear you.
You're awful grumpy this morning. What's the matter with you? Nobody hug you this morning before you left the house? Did the dog pee on your shoe or what?
Actually, I don't mind competitive low-scoring games either. But there is something about weekday afternoon games at Miller Park. It may be that it's just hard to see the ball as the sun shines through the panels and what have you.
Could be.
But the Brewers play a lot of those weekday afternoon games that seem to be low-scoring games. And what's frustrating is they seem to lose a lot of them.
And no one will ever suggest that Aaron Harang, who was the pitcher for the Braves yesterday, is anything less than not very good. For him to put together a game like that is probably more disturbing than anything else.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's the correlation between afternoon, brightly sunlit games and beer sales in the stadium?
I'm sure they have that number somewhere.
I bet you it is.
Speaking of sales of concessions,
yeah.
Remember we talked about the the Arizona Diamondbacks selling the 27-inch corn dog stuffed with cheese and jalapenos and everything? $27.
Corn dog of
$27
death.
Corn dog.
It's a hot dog that's supposed to be a mule for two.
They sold so many of them in the first two games that they have run out. And they're waiting. Now the Diamondbacks are going on the road for a few days so they can get caught up and make more.
A supplier somewhere is working a third
shift. They have to make these special because they're so big. They sold so many of them to the Arizona Diamondbacks. In fact, they said that some fans stood in line for over an hour to get one of them.
That's dumb.
You think you're gonna spend money to go to a game and you're gonna stand in line at the concession stand for something that's probably gonna give you a heart attack instead of watching the game?
You are so grumpy. Relax. Think happy thoughts. Pet a mouse or something. I don't know. Just do you have your medication with you?
Didn't take it today.
No kidding.
Speaking of food that is going to give you a heart attack.
Yeah.
From my Vegas vacation, walking in downtown Vegas, this is well off the strip.
Yeah.
We came across the Heart Attack Grill, which has been talked about on this program before.
Did you go?
We almost had a meal.
You should have.
At the Heart Attack Grill.
And then you should have taken pictures of it and sent them
to
me.
The line was too long.
Buy one, get one buffet was calling, and it was across the street. So we had essentially the same effect. By the way, at the Heart Attack Grill, there's a scale just inside the front door.
Yes.
350-pounders and up. Eat for free.
You gotta love that kind of mentality. Isn't that a bad business decision?
You can weigh yourself on the way in and then weigh yourself on the way out to see how much food you actually consume.
I can come back tomorrow and it will be for free.
Hey, hey, hey. Free burger for me today. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz got a lot of attention when he snapped a selfie with President Obama.
Saw that. The Red Sox visited the White House as defending champions on their trip to Baltimore on Tuesday.
I think there's going to be a lot of replication of trying to do Ellen's selfie at the award ceremony, which is interesting because Ellen had a deal with the Samsung, the phone that she took the picture with.
She got paid to do that selfie at the Academy Awards?
Uh-huh.
Oh, brother.
Guess what?
So
does Ortiz.
Oh, this was he snaps a picture of the president without permission as part of a commercial endorsement?
Not without permission. He asked. After the two posed for photographers and started snapping away, Ortiz reached into his pocket and asked, "Do you mind if I take another one with my own phone?"
Uh-huh. "Mr. President, can I do that thing that you were doing at the other guy's funeral, please?"
Yeah, can we President Obama says he wants to do a selfie. It's the Big Poppy selfie. And, of course, everybody appropriately laughed because they know if they don't, they'll be whipped later.
Oh, stop it.
And now, what do you know, it's a promotional thing. So do you think Obama's happy about it?
His handlers probably aren't.
No, probably not. So there it is. Anything else that we need to think of as far as sports? When are we going to when's this Final Four thing going to move on?
Saturday night. Saturday and Monday.
Monday? Why can't we just do it
night,
all over
Monday
the
weekend? Monday night is the national championship game because, of course, it has to be in prime time for TV.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So, Saturday?
Saturday night, the Badgers play the second game Saturday night against Kentucky. Florida and Connecticut are the first game.
All right. So, Florida and UConn and the Badgers and Kentucky.
And the two winners play Monday night.
And then Monday night, it'll be Florida and the Badgers.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
That was my bracket. My original bracket had those two teams. I'm not going to change now.
It could be a great sports day because we would have Brewers baseball in the afternoon and the Badgers playing for a national championship at night. How about that?
And so productivity on Monday will be nothing. Excellent. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're getting ready.
Hello, this is Donald Trump, and I am thrilled to announce that I will be purchasing the Buffalo Bills football team. They've been in ruins for decades, as we all know. But under my leadership, they will once again become the greatest NFL franchise of all time. It's incredibly exciting. The helmets will each have my signature groundhog-like feather hair pattern on either side, and I am incredibly excited and looking forward to bringing in a new defensive coordinator, someone who is the toughest middle linebacker I have ever seen, the one and only Rosie O'Donnell. And to top it all off, for the season opener, we will be celebrating O.J. Simpson Day. So anyone who's ever been acquitted on first-degree murder charges will get two free tickets on the 50-yard line. And cheerleaders, if you're over 23 or I see an ounce of cellulite, you're fired.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.